With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Devastation in Central Texas. Michael Abner surveys mud-covered flats that were formerly an RV park in Kerrville, where he was staying the night of the flooding.
We were waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning by the owner of the RV park here. She was pounding on the door frantically. When I walked out on the back ledge there, I could see one RV was floating in the water, and the water was just coming up to the back of my RV.
As rescue workers continue to search for victims of the devastating Texas Hill Country flooding, which already claimed 120 lives, the Salem Radio Network, parent company of SRN News, is partnering with nonprofit relief organization Food for the Poor to rush emergency supplies to the hardest hit areas. Nationally syndicated talk show host Mike Gallagher says listeners are already stepping up to support this emergency effort.
It's just a great way to rush these needed materials. And $50 will send one family an emergency relief kit. And I'm so thankful to Food for the Poor for putting this together so quickly. But they're on the ground, and they're ready to go right now. If you can pop in $50, $100, whatever you can afford, just call 844-860-HOPE. Easy number to remember, 844-860-HOPE.
Food for the Poor provides emergency relief during disasters throughout our hemisphere and is partnering with SRN in the aftermath of the historic and deadly Texas flooding. The mountain village of Ruidoso, New Mexico, rebuilding from flash flooding, crews working to clear twisted metal, broken trees, and muddy debris from streets after monsoon rains triggered a deadly flash flood in southern New Mexico. A man and two children were killed. Ruidoso has been grappling with flooding since wildfire stripped the surrounding mountains of vegetation in that region. This is SRN News. People of faith weigh in on transgenderism and kids.
The poll from the Public Religion Research Institute asks members of various faith groups if parents should be allowed to obtain a sex change operation for their underage child. Unitarian Universalists are the most likely to say yes, 69%, followed by Jewish people at 63%. At the other end of the spectrum, only 31% of white evangelical Protestants think a mom or dad should be allowed to get their kid a sex change operation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Elon Musk, artificial intelligence company that says now it's taking down inappropriate posts made by its Grok chatbot, which appeared to include anti-Semitic comments that praised Adolf Hitler. Grok was developed by Musk XAI and pitched as an alternative to rival chatbots such as Google's Gemini or OpenAI's ChatGPT. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops are getting a new owner. Italian candy maker Ferrero is buying W.K. Kellogg. It's a deal valued at approximately $3 billion. The Michigan-based cereal company has been an American institution for more than a century. Tariffs are getting personal. President Trump has announced 50% tariffs on imports from Brazil. He said he's imposing the hefty trade taxes because of the country's legal charges against its former president, who is a friend of Trump's. Applications for unemployment benefits fell last week, remaining in the historically healthy range of the past couple years. The Labor Department said this morning that jobless claims fell by 5,000. Meanwhile, the total number of Americans collecting benefits rose by 10,000, the most since November of 2021. I'm Greg Clugston.
More details at srnnews.com.